Now, from Hollywood, romance. Somewhere in the fabled South Pacific, with all of the best qualities of Tahiti, Pango Pango, and Ballyhie, dozes the island paradise of Mau Tau. In today's story, E. Jack Newman chronicles the incredible adventure awaiting a somewhat mild and thoughtful little man from Cleveland when he discovers romance amid the blue lagoons and lush vegetation of Mau Tau. With Howard McNear in the title role, Irene Tedrow as Mrs. Sweeney, and Herbert Butterfield as Mr. Crippens, we bring you E. Jack Newman's Lord Sweeney.
Crippens is the name, Andrew J. Crippens. For 8 years, representative of Her Majesty's government on the island of Mau Tau. Now, on Mau Tau, as on all other remote islands of the Pacific, it is necessary for the authorities to guard against the island becoming a haven for fugitives. Fugitives who flee from society to escape responsibility or the law. Naturally, these persons are mostly undesirables and should be discouraged. The experienced authority knows how to face the problem when it comes up.
Ina, Ina, Kiala, Kana.
Ina, Ina, Ina.
Tika, Tika.
Ina.
Now look here, both of you. I'll handle this. You just run along and mind your own business. Go on now, go.
Oh, Ina, Ina. Why, Iki?
I know. He's come here to stay, but I assure you he won't stay here very long. Oh, Naga, go along now, the both of you. Naga, Tika.
Bukia?
Tika, Tika, go on now. I'll handle it. Go on.
Hello.
Oh? Well, hello. Hello.
They seem to be pretty excited.
Oh, yes. They say you've come to stay here on Mau Tau. I'm Crippens, regional supervisor here. You have papers, of course?
Oh, yes. Here you are.
Uh-huh. Byron K. Sweeney, huh? American.
Yes, sir.
Mau Tau is a lovely place, Mr. Sweeney. Probably just exactly what you've been dreaming about all your life, huh?
Oh, it looks that way. Oh, the trees, the beach, the lagoon. Yes.
Yes. Well, you understand, I'm the only one here who speaks English. And I'm not here all the time. Oh, and there are no accommodations other than what one makes for himself. And I presume you brought plentiful supplies?
Supplies?
Shaving cream, blades, toothpaste, soap, things of that nature. Of course, any medicines you're accustomed to taking regularly?
Well, no, I didn't.
Oh. Well, good luck, Mr. Sweeney. There's the island. It's all yours.
Just enough reminder of the difficulties ahead to do the trick. 10 days. That was the amount of time I allowed before he would be begging for transportation out of Mau Tau. In the meantime, I simply ignored him. The rains came, and Mr. Sweeney was not only lonely, but damp. When the supply ship sailed, 3 months later, Mr. Sweeney was still on the island.
But I liked the island, Mr. Crippens.
Sweeney, I've seen many men like you who thought they could escape their responsibilities. Let me tell you, it cannot be done. The island has taken you over, Sweeney. By the way, how about your eyes, since you lost your glasses?
Well, now, that's a very funny thing, Mr. Crippens. I've worn glasses for 22 years and didn't think I'd get along without them. Oh, I missed them for a couple of days, and now I see better than ever.
What about the diet here? Not too good, huh?
Oh, it's wonderful. I seem to have lost a lot of weight, too. I always wanted to, too.
Oh, yes. Well, no man has the right to divorce himself from society, Sweeney. You know that. You're an intelligent man.
I hope so.
You'll agree it contributes nothing to the betterment of the world?
Yes, sir.
Besides that, it's impossible. A man cannot escape his responsibility.
No, sir.
Ah, well, I suppose you'll be taking the next supply ship out, eh?
No, sir.
What?
I like it here, Mr. Crippens.
There was still one strong point in favor of a satisfactory solution. The natives remained aloof and regarded him with the utmost suspicion. If all other methods failed, I felt the monotony of his own company would certainly discourage him. 2 more months passed. Then a raging typhoon struck the island. Even the elements were on my side. Now I was certain of victory. Now you'll all be safe here. Oh, don't worry. Mark here. Tika wa. Kawako. Tika. Look at all. Lua, lua. Bakia. Who in the name of Sweeney? Hemsick, where'd you find that child?
He's all right. He's all right now. Don't you worry. He's all right.
What happened?
He almost drowned. I pulled him out of the surf.
Kalaina. Kalaina.
Well, what's this?
They're thanking you for saving the child's life. From that moment on, life became much simpler for Mr. Sweeney and much more complex for me. The natives suddenly embraced Sweeney's presence. In short, he became one of them. Mr. Sweeney!
The water's fine, Mr. Crippens. Come on in.
I must speak with you, Mr. Sweeney.
All right.
What is it, Mr. Crippens?
Mr. Sweeney, I've overlooked many things since you came to this island. I pretended not to notice when you started tutoring the residents in England.
Well, yes, they want to know what's going on, Mr. Crippens. They frequently don't understand what you're talking about.
Oh, and in return for such lessons, they have taught you to operate an outrigger.
Oh, very tricky boat.
Having gained a foothold, you are now taking advantage of these simple people.
Oh, in what way, Mr. Crippens?
Getting them to build you a hut, for one thing. And finally, there is the matter of the Teri Nerd.
Oh?
Oh, yes. I know about that too, Mr. Sweeney. I know all about it. And I happen to know you plan to attend this traditional feast, which no outsider has ever attended. Even I have never attended it. I would like to know how you connived to arrange it.
Well, they asked me to come, Mr. Crippens, and I told them I would.
Sweeney now.
Huh?
The Lord Sweeney is a great honor.
Lord Sweeney, huh?
You take?
What's that? I take it. Oh, sure. Oh, yes. I am Lord Sweeney now.
Valla, Lord Sweeney!
Perhaps here I should explain that the population of Mao Tau is not purely native. Most of them are descendants of a man named Worthington, Lord Worthington, the renegade and scoundrel who saw fit to desert a prosperous business in London 85 years ago and settle himself on Mao Tau. There he made, he was a scoundrel, and most of the natives are his descendants. Worthington, of course, is long dead, greatly revered by the natives. As the story goes, through the years they have hoped for a successor to appear. Now, to my utter consternation, Sweeney ascended to that title of esteem.
Oh, your lordship.
Now, well, you better run along now and catch some fish.
Missy Creepers, your lordship.
No, I wish they'd learn to say mister.
And if they insist on calling you Lord Sweeney, I wish you'd teach them to say Lordship. No doubt you know why I'm here.
I'm afraid I don't.
Her Majesty's government has ordered that everyone on Mao Tau be inoculated for Perineri.
Mr. Crippens, we both know Perineri's been extinct on this island for 100 years.
That's beside the point. It's been ordered.
The doctor will arrive tomorrow. Oh, confound it, Sweeney. I give an order and they come to you for confirmation. Not one native will appear unless you endorse my word. You've taken this island over completely.
Well, the last time we spoke, you said the island took me over.
Sweeney, I will not tolerate any more of your interference. This island is no longer large enough for both of us. When the Orexes dropped anchor in the bay, I was still wondering how we would be able to inoculate the entire population without Sweeney's help. When the boat brought the doctor ashore, there was another passenger.
You?
Huh?
Where's the hotel?
Hotel? Oh, dear me, there is no hotel on Martau.
Where does one stay here?
Stay? Oh, no. One does not stay here, dear lady. There are no hotels, only the native huts. Ships hardly ever put in here.
Well, I suppose I can sleep aboard.
That would seem to be the best solution. Oh, I'm Andrew Crippins, regional supervisor.
Oh, how do you do? Well, since you're an official around here, would you tell me where I can find Byron Sweeney?
Lord Sweeney?
Did you say Lord, Mr. Crippins?
Yes, the natives call him Lord Sweeney.
Well, I am Edith Sweeney, his wife.
Well, I'm happy to meet you, my lady. Mrs. Sweeney.
I have come to take him home. Where is he?
Take him home? Well, welcome to Mao Tower, Mrs. Sweeney. Welcome indeed.
We will return to romance and our story, Lord Sweeney, in just a moment. Now, you and your friends can listen to My Friend Irma and Her Friends every Monday night over most of these same CBS radio stations. She's the same goofy gal with the same dizzy impulses, and how she's managed to keep the same gang of friends with her ways is a mystery to us. But that's how it is with Marie Wilson as My Friend Irma. Now, Monday nights at the Star's address. And now for the second act of Lord Sweeney as we return to romance.
Up until that moment when the well-groomed matron claiming to be Sweeney's wife set foot on Mar Tor had all but given up hope of ever dislodging him. However, it looked as though trouble had arrived on the Orexes for his lordship.
How much farther?
Up this little hill, he lives on a knoll overlooking the lagoon.
Oh, I'm surprised he hasn't died of pneumonia. I always told Byron he could never stand the sea air.
Well, this way. Give me a hand.
You say he spends all his time fishing and swimming?
Yes.
Why, Byron has never been able to swim, and I would never allow him to go fishing.
There's his hut. I presume you would rather speak to him alone?
Indeed, I would.
I had no wish to gloat or stand by triumphant, so I turned and walked back to my own residence, feeling secure that Mrs. Sweeney would have little trouble reminding his lordship of his duties to society. I couldn't help wondering what his first words would be to his wife after an absence of 2 years.
Hello, Edith. How are you?
Well, it is you.
Sure is. Nice to see you again, Edith.
Well.
Anything wrong?
It is true. You're living like a native.
I'm living as I please. Sit down.
Where?
On the floor.
I want to talk to you, Byron.
I thought you might, Edith. I rather expected you would show up here sooner or later. What do you want to talk about?
What about? Byron, I want you to come home with me immediately.
The Orexes sails this evening for San Francisco.
Oh, but
I will not dwell on the terrible night that your ugly special delivery letter arrived.
I thought it was a good letter, Edith.
Horrible. All of the insurance policies, all of the stocks, deeds of title, transfer of accounts, and that note from you. Goodbye, Edith. Be comfortable. Well, it's taken me all this time to locate you. I use detectives.
Oh, detective? Well, now, Edith, I'm flattered.
They traced you to San Francisco, and from there on, it was difficult. But they found you, and I've come for you. Get into some decent clothes and come with me right now, Byron. You're going home to Cleveland.
I'm not going back to Cleveland.
I'll have no more arguing. You will come aboard the ship immediately.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Edith. Not today.
Byron, where are you going?
For my swim, Edith. Want to come along?
It was very good of you to invite me to lunch, Mr. Crippen.
My pleasure, madam. And my way of informing you that my sympathies are entirely with you and your problem.
Oh, I can't understand, Byron. In Cleveland, I could talk to him. He did everything I asked without question. He was never like this.
May I speak frankly?
Please do.
For my own reasons, I would prefer that his lordship, your husband, leave Mar Tower.
Indeed?
Oh, yes, quite. However, removing him is not a simple problem, as you have discovered.
I am not finished.
Oh, of course not, sir. But the Orexes sails tonight. Your tactics, to the moment, have been ineffective. I have a suggestion.
You do?
Indeed, I do. Simple, precise, effective, and thoroughly ruthless.
Oh.
In fact, it's illegal.
Speak, Mr. Crippens.
I will formally charge your husband with interference in jurisdictional matters, namely the inoculation of the island population.
But
I will demand that the captain of the Orexes take him into immediate custody.
Oh, well, Byron is mad, but he's not a criminal.
Of course not, dear lady. I didn't say that he was. I'll send a wireless once the Orexes has sailed and drop the charges. But the point is, he will be on the ship away from Mar Tom.
I'm confused. Byron's changed.
Well, once you have him on your own battlefield, don't you understand, dear lady, he'll change back. He will no longer be Lord Sweeney of Mar Tower, but simply Byron Sweeney of Cleveland. The man you've always been able to handle.
Yes. Yes, of course, you're right, Mr. Crippens. For this reason, I'll stoop to the subterfuge you suggest. Now, make out your papers, Mr. Crippens. It's for Byron's own good.
An hour later, Sweeney was taken into custody by two of the ship's officers and placed aboard the Orexes. This was done without the knowledge of any of the natives. Once the ship sailed, I intended to inform them in my own manner. It was necessary for me to go aboard about sunset to make some final arrangements. Sweeney was standing at the railing with his wife.
Byron, this is for your own good. You know that's what I'm thinking of. What I've always thought of. Now, I'll be in my stateroom if you care to talk.
Well, Sweeney.
Oh, hello, Mr. Crippens.
Well, all ready to go, I say.
Yes?
Marvelous woman, your wife, dignity, character, just what you need to solidify you.
I know.
Huh?
I really love my wife, Mr. Crippens. I think we might be very happy together if we could stay on Mao Tau.
Oh, now, really?
Life was always incomplete without her.
Well, now you'll have her in Cleveland. You'll be happy.
No, it'll be just the way it was before. But if she just stayed on the island a little while, 2 or 3 days, giving herself a chance to see what it could be like.
Are you suggesting that you desire, Mrs. Sweeney, to stay by your side here on Mar Tower?
More than anything in this world.
Preposterous. Why, she's no more fitted for this madness or for life on the island.
Anybody's fitted for life on any island, Mr. Crippens. Anybody's fitted for enjoying life if they just stop and try it.
Getting her to live on Mar Tower would be like lifting Gibraltar from the Straits. If I thought for 1 minute that you were right,
What?
Oh, you're mad, sweetie. A man or a woman cannot ignore their responsibilities. The Rexy should have sailed a half an hour after our conversation. However, it did not. One of her boilers exploded, and she was delayed 3 days. The Sweeneys returned to Mar Tau to wait out repairs.
Well, I might as well show you the island, Edith.
Oh, I suppose so, since there's nothing else to do.
I'd had enough of both of them, and I ignored them during that 3 days. Oh, from time to time I saw them, here about walking along the beach, talking, and so forth. The night before the Erexes was scheduled for its second sailing, a native awakened me. Oh, now then, boy, what's this all about? Dragging a man out of his bed this time of night?
You look.
Huh?
Lodi Sweeney, he said to get you so you can look.
What the deuce? I say, who's that? What? Why, it's Mrs. Sweeney. Dancing.
Lodi Sweeney said to tell you Gibraltar lifted.
Huh?
Gibraltar lifted. Mrs. Sweeney now Lady Sweeney.
What?
I made Lady Sweeney tonight. She live here now.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Crippens?
Yes, Miss Sweeney. All the time you've been on this island, I have considered your actions annoying and your premise mistaken. Since last night, however, I've a different point of view regarding a man's ability to divorce himself from society.
What's that, Mr. Crippens?
There are not many men who would have succeeded in doing what you have done. You, sir, are an edifice to maledom. Goodbye, your lordship.
Oh, wait. Wait, Mr. Crippens.
What?
I want to thank you for turning up the head valve on that boiler. If you hadn't been decent enough to do it, I'd be on my way to San Francisco now.
Mr. Sweeney, are you aware what I did when I exploded that boiler? I proved to myself that for 53 years of my life, I've been escaping in the wrong direction. Now, all of this happened a year ago. For obvious reasons, I resigned my post on Mao Tower shortly after. Since that time, I've spent many months sailing about the Pacific. This morning, I had the ship's captain put me ashore on an island called Rotoa.
Well, hello.
Oh, hello there.
Yes, I'm Dolan, jurisdictional supervisor.
Oh, I thought you might be, yes.
You have papers, I presume?
Yes, here they are.
Let me tell you, the natives are very unfriendly, and if a man expects to survive here, he must be prepared to accept loneliness. You plan to stay here, do you?
Yes, I come to stay.
Well, there's the island. It's all yours. Are you laughing at me, sir?
At myself, Mr. Dolan. Only at myself.
Romance is produced and directed by Fred MacKay. Editorial supervision is by Het Mannheim. You've heard Lord Sweeney, written especially for Romance by E. Jack Newman. Howard McNear was heard as Lord Sweeney, Irene Tedrow as Edith, Herbert Butterfield as Crippens, Gigi Pearson as Tunda, Parley Bear as Dolan, and Don Diamond as the native. Special music composed by Jerry Goldsmith. And now this is Roy Rowan inviting you to hear Romance next week and every Saturday morning at the same time. Today's the day CBS Radio's Let's Pretend stars Gay Jordan, Audrey Hepburn's understudy in the Broadway production of Undine, in the Let's Pretend production titled Undine, from the original German legend adapted by Johanna Johnston. Let's Pretend stars and presents Ondine on most of these same stations today. You have a date with Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts Monday evenings on the CBS Radio Network.